Hi, this is Todd Dammit Kearns from Slash featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators and also the Kulik Brothers Band. You are listening to Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Sonny Hollywood Pooney.
I needed a break from the games. Good Lord, the games were giving me heart attacks.
Good Lord, it's been like that all week. All right, right there also in the screen, that is Mr. I got to come up with a way to say your name. How about this? Neil Davis. Now, how are you doing, Neil? Oh, did he freeze?
I think so.
Devereaux.
Oh, no. Okay, he'll come back. Sonny, this is an exciting show for us.
Yeah, we're going to get some inside scoop that a lot of people want.
So look, we can talk about some news while we're waiting on Neil. So let's go ahead and get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
Did you happen to see, Sonny, that there was an article out with Paul and Gene where they ranked their lead guitar players?
I have not seen this article. My guess is Tommy's at the top.
No. It's how about this? I'll just all right. There's Neil. How you doing? You okay?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I was gonna knock my internet out.
Oh, it's Tom Brady. He lives right down the road from you.
Yeah. He's mad right now. So he's putting everybody in the Florida, west coast of Florida, pulling all of our services. I might have a candle, be doing this by candlelight shortly.
So we weren't sure when you're going to come back. So we started on our news, the Kiss News of the Week. One of the things that I noticed was I found, and you can probably give us some really good insight on this before we get with you. Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons rate Kiss's lead guitarist and reflect on the band's history. That's in Guitar Player magazine. And it doesn't look like they said, well, this is the number one guy, this is the number five guy, this is the number, you know what I'm saying? But they basically, I mean, they don't really have anything bad to say about anybody. I was really surprised by that. What about you guys?
Well, you know, all three of the guitarists that are not, you know, in Kiss right now, Tommy, completely different type of guitarist, different styles. And if you say one's better than another, it's like debating Coke and Pepsi. It's just a personal taste. They're different types of guitarist, and they all did great things while they're in the band. And I think as Kiss fans, we were lucky to have had all of them in our life in different parts of our over the years as Kiss fans.
I agree. Sonny?
You haven't ranked them in 50 years. There's no reason to start the drama now, especially in Guitar Player magazine.
Yeah, that would be a nightmare. Okay, so let me tell you guys what I'm going to do. I'll take that article link, and I will load it onto our Facebook page, and we will have a discussion about it all week long. Now, what we're also – I got a little bit of home news here. We started a Patreon. So if you guys – we've never done this before. We're going to add stuff all week long usually. I've been doing it all week. It's fun. It's easy. If you guys want to join our Patreon, every show, Sonny and I or whoever's on the show, we're going to get on afterwards, record some after the show kind of stuff, and we're going to load it on our Patreon. So if you guys want the opportunity – to get in there, help us out a little bit financially. It's not like the top tier is like $10 a month. The bottom tier is $3. Anything helps. It's patreon.com/podcastrockcity. Since we're in the news, Neil, let's talk about your news for today. The Ace news. Can you break that here, please?
Well, sure, Joe. And what I shared earlier, something that I think is really, really exciting if we all kind of sit back and think about it. And for Creatures Fest, the first night, I think if you've heard of Creatures Fest, you know that Ace Frehley is going to be the first night headliner. And just having Ace is great. You know, just seeing him perform, you know, he's playing great. His backing band is fantastic. So what a cool way to start the event. But when we were talking about having him perform, you know, one of the things, and I've been very fortunate to have worked with Ace on some other events I've been involved with, was I always instill that we're not promoters, we're not Live Nation, we're fans putting on events for fans. And we try to create things that we as fans would want. And you know, guys, I'm no different than either one of you or anyone watching this. I'm just a fan who grew up loving KISS. And often when we go to shows, or if you're on the KISS cruise, definitely people say they want to hear deep cut songs they don't normally hear. And so we suggested or requested that Ace let the fans pick out some of his songs, and he agreed to it, which I think is just amazing, because artists don't let other people pick their songs. They choose the songs, and that's the set list you get. And Ace is letting us pick out about half dozen of his songs, and we're going to go deep in the catalog from different eras that he played on, and we're going to vote. Everybody who is going to Creatures Fest, if you have a ticket, you're going to get to vote on the songs. And what I shared today was the first song that we're going to vote on was taken off. We're taking off his 78 solo album, and we picked three songs that he doesn't normally play. What's on Your Mind, Wiped Out, and Need of Love. And at the end of the month, everybody that has a ticket, we send them an email and say, please put first, second, and third. And we come back, and whatever song gets the most votes, Ace is going to play it for us. And we're going to repeat that every couple of weeks as we go through. We'll probably, you know, maybe pick a few songs off the first three albums, then off of Rock and Roll Over, Destroyer, and Love Gun, and some of his more recent solo work as well. Very, very cool that Ace has done that. And I think as a KISS fan, I hope we all appreciate what he's doing on our behalf.
That's awesome. I think that's great, Sonny.
When you got a backing band that Ace has, you can literally do anything.
Do anything.
Right? Let's be real, right? Ace is going to say, I did Rocket Ride. And somebody's going to teach them Rocket Ride, and they're going to play Rocket Ride. Like, that's kind of how it goes, right? So that's okay.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing. Whose idea was that? Yours?
Yeah. You know, we were talking about doing it at our Cruise Fest a couple of years ago, and you know, we haven't been able to have it in the last couple of years. So I brought the idea over to this, and you know, again, I love the idea because I don't get to pick the actual one. I guess I get to pick the top three we vote on. So the three on today's that we picked are all personal favorites of mine, and again, are deep cuts that you don't normally hear. So whichever one gets picked by all of us, the fans, I will, and I think all of us will be thrilled to hear that and the other songs we pick through this process.
Absolutely. Okay, so now that that's the news, let's go ahead and get to the topic of the week, which of course is Creatures Fest, but in order to do that, we gotta do this.
Podcast Rock City. Topic of the week. Yes!
So, of course, we have Mr. Neil Davis here because of Creatures Fest, and that's coming up at the end of May. If you guys don't know about this yet, where have you been? It has been the talk of the KISS internet pages for a couple of weeks now, and tickets are on sale. You could go. You got to go. We're going to give you all that information. There is a price range. You could go for $50 a day, or you could go for... what was the top one? Like 2,300, something like that?
Something like that, yep.
And you can meet everybody, all the acts that are going to be there. That is amazing to me. We're going to talk about it. But before we do that, Neil, I want to ask you, when did you become a KISS fan? How old were you?
Oh, gosh. I was probably 11 or 12 years old. I was, you know, I was born in 65. And let's see here. I remember buying Rock and Roll Over when it came out. So that was 76. So 10 or 11 years old. And, my story's not that different than most of us that were kind of grew up as Kiss fans. And back then I had all the magazines, you know, Circus and Hit Parader, all those. And you take them and you pull the pictures out, put them up on your wall, and you have all the posters. And, I wish I'd kept all that stuff because it's really valuable now. But, loved it. My first show was Dynasty in 79. I was 14 years old. And I really wish, you know, Ace's inspiration for Shock Me was at the Lakeland Civic Center in 76. And I was just a little too, my parents were very good and let me do things, but I wasn't going to rock concerts that age. But, you know, I would have loved to have been at that one and experienced that history. So saw Dynasty, saw Creatures of the Night, and probably, you know, I don't do as good a job as a lot of people of keeping track. I imagine I've been to 40 plus shows.
Cool. Do you have a favorite member?
Well, you know, I'm also in a Kiss tribute band, Kiss America, and I play Gene Simmons. So, I would say, you know, the Gene Simmons character is the one that I gravitate to because I perform as well. That being said, though, I started as a kid in high school playing guitar because of Ace Frehley. And what happened over time, I just, you know, realized that it was a lot easier to play an instrument with four strings than six strings. So I gravitated to the bass.
I understand. That's where I started because of Gene Simmons. That's pretty amazing. All right. So let's talk about this Cruise Fest that we've got going on. I remember you said Cruise Fest earlier and that messed me all up. all right. So Creatures Fest, it's in Nashville. And what are the dates? May 27th?
Yeah, May 27th through May 29th. It's three nights and it's Memorial Day weekend. So, that's the reason why we did the three nights, because it's a holiday weekend. And starts off really Friday afternoon with activities I thought most of the people would be arriving on Friday, talking to the hotel. We keep selling out the Thursday night. We have certain hotel gives a certain night of room, a block of rooms for each night, and we keep selling out Thursday night. So I think a lot of people coming in Thursday, and then a majority of people come in Friday and stay through Monday.
Cool. Yeah, the problem is that unless Nashville's drivable to you, flying into Nashville on a Friday is not easy. You have to connect somewhere, so it's easier to come in on Thursday night.
The venue is right next to the airport. It's which is great. They've got a shuttle, you know, free shuttle goes back and forth. And, you know, I guess it depends on your cities. You know, I live in Sarasota, which isn't a big city, but Southwest has a direct flight twice a day from Sarasota to Nashville. And I think some of the bigger cities, Tampa, which is close to me, does as well. But I've been told by other places across the country, it's a little more difficult to get in. And, you know, connecting flights these days can just, this time of year with the weather can really be perilous. You know, hopefully by May, you know, we'll be back past the weather delays and just dealing with normal delays you get with the airline industry.
Go ahead, Sonny. I see you got a question.
Why Nashville? Because I think people are wondering, is that for Vinny's sake or is that because it's Nashville?
Well, you know, a couple things. You mentioned Cruise Fest because, you know, I've been involved with putting that on, and that's in Miami. And we always did that before the Kiss Cruise. And I'm from Florida, so I didn't want it to, you know, kind of have a Florida event. And so where else were we going to put it? And I've got a daughter that's been going to school right outside of Nashville. So I had never been there till a couple of years ago. And I went up there and, you know, what a town. If you haven't been there, you're like me, didn't realize what I was missing. And, you know, it's without question has such strong musical flair to it now. And I, like a lot of people, mistakenly thought it was a country city for you know, most of my life, and it's all types of music. So I think between that and LA, it's arguably the best places for putting on live events, because there are hubs for production, which is going to allow us to make sure that, because we're really trying to make this a state of the art show as far as visually, you know, as Kiss fans, we're all enthralled by the visual part of it and the audio experience as well. So Nashville is the best place in the East Coast of the U.S. if you want to have access to all those resources. And it's a great town. It's a really fun town. I mentioned the people coming in on Thursday. I think there's going to be a few people that probably put together an informal group to go out to downtown Nashville Thursday night and see that. And I would encourage them to do it. It's a really, really fun place to go experience.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. It's amazing. The first time I ever went there was just a few years ago. And I just remember being like, this would be so cool to live here.
Yeah.
It would be. Let's go ahead and talk about the acts that you have. I mean, you are loaded. You loaded up the weekend. Ace Frehley, Vinnie Vincent, Bruce Kulick. You could have stopped right there.
Right.
You could have stopped right there. Quiet Riot, Enough's Enough, Vixen, Trickster, Pretty Boy Floyd, Quarantine, which has really kind of broken out over the past couple of years. John Corabi, and I don't know this other band. Sonny, is this last band one of yours?
No, I think it's a new band. I think it's a newer band.
How do you say that?
Core Resic, you know, we always try to you know, give one band an opportunity to be seen, kind of a breakthrough band. And I didn't know them as well. A friend of mine, a Kiss fan, told me that about them. They toured with Nita Strauss from Alice Cooper, I think last year, and to watch their videos, very visual. And remind me, there's a lot of real Alice Cooper flair about it as well. Real good music. You know, a younger, I hate to sound like an older person, but, you know, a little bit younger. And we thought when we put on these events, you know, shouldn't we give at least, you know, and most of the bands are bands we know and love, you know, can we break out 60 minutes to give an emerging band an opportunity? I think that's a good thing to do. So they're the band that we're doing this time.
I agree 100%. All these people on this list, they're all performing.
Yeah. In fact, Enough's Enough's performing twice. They're performing a regular Enough's Enough show on Friday. And you might not know, but they just put out a Beatles tribute album, salute album. It's fantastic. So they have a show where they perform Beatles music. So we're going to have them do that on one of our afternoon concert series.
Cool. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Neil? Well, you know, it's, you know, Joe, I'm talking about it, but I'm a fan, you know, so when I'm talking to their agents, I'm going, I'm booking Quiet Riot. You know, this is so cool. And, and some of the times, you know, the various artists get on the phone with the agent, just talk about, you know, logistics and scheduling. And, you know, we had, and Thanksgiving, we had an informal kickoff of this in Nashville, and John Corabi came down to the studio and played Hard Luck Woman. And so I'm afterwards just hanging out, talking to John Corabi, you know, trying to act all cool and everything, going, this is John Corabi I'm sitting there talking to. And right. So, you know, it's just, you know, Joe, Sonny, it's just so much fun as a fan to be able to do the things that, you know, as kids, you know, we looked up to these bands, and now we have the opportunity to design the shows that we want with the experiences that we enjoy.
Right. Yeah, Neil, did this start as, okay, everything's got to be Kiss-centric. You know, you can sell John Corabi's got ties to Bruce Kulick, which has got a dotted line. But then you get to, like, Quiet Riot. Like, even you can even sell me a Pretty Boy Floyd because of the Kiss tribute album. But you get to Quiet Riot and Vixen. Now we're kind of pushing it. So at some point, was there a, you know what, it just needs to be kind of a music event. It doesn't have to be a Kiss event vibe.
Yeah, well, it's certainly a salute to Kiss, and most of the bands, we try to find some connection to them all. And, you know, what's the connection to Quiet Riot? Well, they were a powerhouse band at the same time, you know, really, really when Kiss's first peak was declining, Quiet Riot's was picking it up, but they were in the same genre, and I think carried on, helped keeping, you know, they brought the, I think, 70s rock into, if you want to call, use the word hair metal or whatever you want to do in the 80s, but they kept, you know, pounding rock and roll going in the 1980s and probably notched it up a little bit. So, you know, why is Quiet Riot there? They're a great band. You know, Rudy, their bass player, original bass player, rejoined the band. And I thought it would be a great opportunity to have something in addition to the other bands. Now, there wasn't a band that I said I won't have that had Kiss ties for Quiet Riot. If it was anything, we'll have everybody we want, and if we can get someone like a Quiet Riot and a Vixen, we were going to do it. You know, Vixen, I've got just personally, I have two daughters myself, and I'm a big believer in, you know, supporting females and whatever they do in business music as well. And I remember an event a couple of years ago, we had an event called Women in Rock, and we had Thunder Mother, which is a powerhouse band from Europe there. And they talked about being females in the rock and roll industry and the challenges with it. And it's a compelling story. And I think we need to give them the forum to tell that story.
Absolutely. And Sonny and I have interviewed Britt Lightning. Yes. Britt Baker is a professional wrestler. Britt Lightning. And she is amazing. Her story is great. When she started telling me that she took guitar, when she showed up at school to take guitar lessons, and the teacher was like, "Which boy do you like in the class?" She was so offended I want to play guitar. It's mm-hmm. so funny. It's so funny. All right. So, look, the question I've got the most all week is, of course, about Vinnie Vincent. So my question is going to be, can you tell us what the idea is for his performance? Is this acoustic? Is he going to have a full band? Is he doing a specific set list? If there's something you can share with us, that'd be great.
Yeah, we're going to do a hologram of him up there. No, I'm just kidding. We're not doing that. That'll be all over the internet now. So, what we're doing with Vinnie is, and we've actually morphed this a little bit, is I'm a big, you know, I mentioned I saw the Creatures of the Night tour, and I loved it. You know, really powerful, powerful show, even though it was very sparsely attended. And I still this day watch videos from the Rio show, which happened later on that tour, and you just see the hundreds of thousands of people there and the energy. So my initial concept was, let's kind of create, do a salute to the Rio show as well. And I still love that idea. But thinking about it is that really only encompasses the Creatures of the Night album, which, you know, the Lick It Up album, which, you know, you can debate it, but gosh, Lick It Up is such a powerful album. And I really thought that we needed to be able to showcase the music on that album as well. You know, you guys all know there's really only one song that's constantly being played on tour off the Lick It Up album, and that's the namesake of the album, despite so much great music. So we kind of re-talked about it and said, let's really focus on both those albums and get a lot of the great songs that have either one never been played in concert or very often. You know, Rock and Roll Hell off of the Creatures of the Night, that was played, I think, the first two shows of the Creatures of the Night tour, and it was dropped for whatever reason. A few other songs like that. So we want to get those played as well. And, you know, again, the Lick It Up album, songs like, you know, Eighth Day, Excite, you know, Exciter was played on the Lick It Up tour. Young and Wasted was, but it's a powerhouse song. And that really, you can see Vinny playing in all of his energy. And so he's going to be playing with his band. They're going to be called The Creatures, and it's Vinnie Vincent Creatures. Electric show, you know, wall of amps, drums, booming drums. And in fact, we had rehearsals for the band week before last in Florida without Vinnie, because I wanted them to get all their songs down playing as a band to really work out the kinks there. And then we're having rehearsals with Vinny the week after next in Nashville, and we've got him scheduled out about every two or three weeks, you know, around people's other, you know, life, family commitments. But Vinny felt very strongly that there's some great bands at Creatures Fest, and there are, and that he owes it to the fans to make sure that his performance lives up to their expectations, not only from him, but from his band as well. So, you know, we're having an awful lot of rehearsals to get ready for it.
Hey, just out of curiosity, would you be playing bass in this band?
You know, I would love to. And Vinny, you know, asked me, now he hadn't heard me play, so that might be why he asked me. But he said, you know, Neil, why don't you do it? And but you can't put on an event and be in the band. I mean, there's just too much going on at the same time. And I'd love to. And I told him, I said, you know, Vinny, it's, you know, on one hand, I'm torn that personally I'd like to do it, but I think the event, it would impact it. So my enjoyment out is when some of these rehearsals, I'm going to get them play a few songs with them, and maybe it's sound check at the event. But it would be selfish of me to try to be in one of the bands and try to make sure the event runs smoothly for all the people that paid to be there. And, you know, that kind of that rule of things that, you know, when something's going to happen is when you're up on stage, you know, playing a song, and, you know, the power goes out or something like that, or who knows what.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's interesting that Rio show, you know, people revere it so much. I think part of it is it's the end of the makeup. It's very rare with Vinny, right? They don't see Creature songs all the time. It's if that wasn't the last show and there was a makeup show with Vinny 4 years later, Rio wouldn't even be talked about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, You know, just something for some reason, just kind of, a legacy builds around it. So, you know, the crowds, I mean, the videos of it aren't very good. It wasn't like it was professionally recorded. But what you can pick up is the spirit and the energy of the show. You know, I think, you know, having the opportunity to hear some of Vinny's stories, you know, that the tour, and just as a Kiss fan, we know the Creatures tour was not very successful in the U.S. And to go over there, and I think for the band to experience that complete reversal of turnout and fan support, I think that they were excited, and it reinforced that what they were doing with the Creatures Night album was right, and they were going the right direction with the harder driving sound. And I think that certainly, you know, you saw the spirit of that carry on to the Lick It Up album.
Yeah, and to stay with the three big acts, right? I think with Ace, everybody knows Ace's backup band. There's no questions. Bruce's band. Oh my God! If you've been on the Chris Cruise, if you've seen any video of Bruce's band, people know what to expect. Vinny's band. So, are you guys trying to keep a tight lid on who the band members are, or are you ready to share that kind of stuff?
Yeah, probably tight lip. We'll probably let everybody know. I think we're going to do a picture when they're all together, and you know, they all want to release it. They're excited about it. And I said, you know, instead of everybody dripping and drabbing it out, why don't we get a good picture with you and Vinny, and we'll let everybody know at the same time.
That's a good idea. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, better late than never. Better late than never. There's our buddy Brent with his head hung. He's in a Brent's in a different time zone. So what
on
happened,
a different
Brent?
Planet?
True. Yes. Hello, everyone. Please pardon my late entry, and so now I'll join right in the middle and ask all the questions that have already been asked and answered. Okay, that's what everyone wanted, right? That's what I get paid to do.
Okay, I'm glad you're here. I got a question, and you can just jump in after that, Brent. So let's talk about everything that everybody wants to know. Every artist will be signing autographs that they can buy tickets to get a record signed.
Right. Yeah. So we're having, you know, all of us as fans, you know, not only want to see the bands that we love, but we love to have the opportunity to interact with them. So, you know, we have different meet and greets. You can buy a meet and greet with a specific artist, and we've also pooled them together so you can get packages to try to get some value. We have one with it's three meet and greets. It's Ace, Vinny, and Bruce. Then we have another one which has got, gosh, about everybody else into it as well. And so you want to get your album signed, you want to get your picture taken with them. I was actually putting together some material, and I found my picture from the Cruise Fest meet and greet in 2019 with Ace and me. And I look at it, just, you know, so cool. I said, I got to print that out. I need Ace to sign that for me when I see him in May.
Absolutely. Yeah. Brent, you're here. Ask a question.
All right. So, one thing that I kind of wanted to, hello, nice to meet you. And I'm sure you can sell this all on your own and, tell everybody what's happening and how it's all happening. But one thing that really hit me with this, that's different from a lot of other, weekend conventions, that I thought, boy, this is a great thing to make sure people understand, is a lot of these conventions or at whatever festivals they call it, oh, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But what they really mean is it starts Friday evening and it winds down Sunday just before lunch. Not the case with Creatures Fest. Right. You know, people got to know you want that hotel room on Sunday night, because, you know, Sunday night's going to be a blazing show just like Friday and Saturday.
Oh, so, yeah, for sure. You know, and you mentioned Bruce's band and on the Kiss Cruise. I mean, there's Sunday night, you know, It's incredible. And to see them play that night, I, you know, if somebody has to get back home to work because it's Memorial Day, it's a holiday weekend, but not for everybody. Some people don't have long weekends and might have to leave, and, you know, we'll miss you. It's a shame, but for the people that can stay, oh my goodness, please. I mean, Quiet Riot.
Yeah.
And then Bruce Kulick, you know, I mean, I'd go to Nashville just for that. And so you're right. And I want to tell you guys something. When we were looking at dates, we were talking about this because we've been planning this since the fall. And Nashville weather can, you know, their winters can be not as bad as in the Northeast, but it can be cold. So we said it probably needs to be late March, early April. And then we started looking at mid-April. And it was actually Vinny who said Memorial Day. He goes, why don't we, if people are going to come to Nashville and spend money to travel in time, why don't we try to have a three-day event, or, you know, at least not have people to rush home? Because Brent, as you said, is that a lot, oftentimes come Sunday, everything's winding down and people are heading home. So it's really, those are a day and a half events. And so you know, that's really how the idea came up, to do it over Memorial Day for 3 days.
Yeah. I haven't had a chance to go online and look in the past couple of days because of work, but do you have a schedule already for when things are happening so people know? And then you could go to creaturesfest.com to get tickets, right?
Correct. Yeah. Tickets and hotel reservations. Yep.
Right. And I know every time I turn, I've been noticing they've opened more blocks and more blocks and more blocks of hotel rooms. This is great news because, you know, nobody wants to go and nobody be there. It's got to have a lot of people there. Yeah, makes it a ton of fun.
Yeah.
And so a schedule, do you have a schedule already ready to go?
No, I mean, for the, you know, the events can be broken down, let's call it, you know, day and evening. The evening schedule is by and large set. Friday night's going to be, right now it's going to be John Karabi, Enough's Enough, and Ace. Saturday will be Pretty Boy Floyd, Vixen, and Vinny. And Sunday will be Quiet Riot and Bruce, and I think we might have Core performing then. So that's fairly set. Saturday, though, which we haven't really talked about as much, is we're putting together a Saturday afternoon concert series, and really event series. What's really great about this hotel is they have two large conference rooms that either one of them has a size to handle the a concert. So often with these events, you know, Brent, as you're talking about, you would have one big room and where the shows are, that's where the vendors are, and everything's mixed in. This one, we're going to have a separate room. We're calling it Expo City, so the vendors can set up and leave their things overnight. And we're going to have a stage up front. And that's not going to be concerts like evening where the bands come up and play for, you know, 75, 90 minutes. We're going to have a several different things. We're going to have shows, but we're going to have some, I call them, you know, micro shows or bullet shows. They might be 20, 25 minutes. Bands like Quarantine, Chris Jericho's band, they'll play a more longer set. But the idea is in the expo hall, and that's always moving. You know, you go see vendors, you might go see a band play for 30 minutes. You go over, we'll have some other activities. We're going to have some panel discussions. And it's really the concept is, and I say it a lot, and it might sound corny, but I believe it, is I like the concept of stay here, play here. You know, you don't have to leave the hotel. There's always something going on from the time your eyes wake up, and you wake up in the morning until you put your head on the pillow in the evening time. Friday afternoon, we're going to have a pool party. While people are arriving, and that also allows us, because the evening concerts are going to be such a big production, that we can have a separate room where, you know, actually every night we're rebuilding the stage in a sense, because each band has a different type of performance, and we can do that in a private setting where there aren't people walking around I'm trying to think of the right word. You know, the bands can't come out and do their sound check and so forth in the middle of an expo. So it allows us to really set up properly. So when they come on, you know, they're hitting on all cylinders.
I sat by the pool and watched John Karabi down in Miami. That was so much fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like it's such a strange experience, but amazing at the same time, because you're like, here's this guy. You know, I love his Motley Crue record. I love his Bruce Kulick stuff. Here he is sitting here by the side of the pool while everybody's having drinks and swimming and just and that kind of thing would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I think you mentioned that with Bruce, you know, the Union album is so good. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to Union, boy, check it out, you know, online, because it's great music with that John and Bruce were part of as well. But, you know, he's a great musician, and, you know, and he's going to play an acoustic set. So, you know, again, we try to mix it up a little bit. And, you know, we talked about doing John kind of by the pool, but we were a little worried about, you know, with the weather permit, and was the pool area big enough? You know, so we're having him inside at nighttime, but he's a great addition to the show. And you know, again, a little, we talked about the Kiss Cruise. I love the Kiss Cruise. They always have the Sail Away show, the acoustic show to kick it off. So I typically, you know, try to do that often as well. When I did the Kissmas Masquerade last year, we started off with a acoustic show with a Talisman. You're talking about Ace's band. They did that. And it's the same kind of concept. Start off, you know, with a great acoustic show, and then kind of build into the kind of punchy in the face, hard electric shows.
Yeah.
Neil, are the bands kind of on their own to get together for set lists or whatever? Because, you know, we could end up having five bands do Hide Your Heart, I guess, if we really wanted to.
Yeah, no, there's going to be some coordination. You know, I think, you know, if you watch Ace's show, he really samples from his solo shows. I mean, take the songs that we're picking away, but his songs typically weren't from the 80s. Vinny's going to stick with I think, Creatures and Lick It Up. So what you really, the chance where you might hear it a couple times is Bruce and Quarantine, because Quarantine plays Bruce. You know, but, you know, Chris Jericho and Bruce are buddies. So aside from me kind of saying, hey, let's make sure we all know about it all, I would imagine at this point they've already talked about it. And so, you know, we don't have the exact same set list. And, you know, there's so much great music to take from those albums. So it's just, I think, you know, like, hey, you take this one, you take that one, I'll take this one, I'll take that one. And there's still great music for each band to play.
Oh, I agree 100%.
Yeah, Neil, I'll keep my feelings out of it. You know, we talked about it a little bit before we started going live, but the ticket pricing, right? You know, the Kiss Army can be tough, so they think you're getting rich, man, you know, because of the ticket pricing. So
Yeah. Well, I would, I've heard it all, Sonny, as well. So, and I would offer anybody I'll do all the work I'm going to do. They can put up the money, and they can either reap the rewards or take the loss that's involved with it all. And you're, you know, we joked, Sonny, I said, I could put this event on for free, tell everybody to come for free. And some people would post, why isn't he paying me to come? Because, just, you know, it's just Kiss fans. It's, you know, you can't take it personally when with this, you know, we got great bands there. We're doing, this isn't a small stage with a few lights in the background. I mean, this is a full concert production. And what we try to do is put a budget and divide it by the ticket sales. You know, I'm not a concert promoter for a living. You know, I'm something else that pays my bills. I only do this for the love of it all. I'm just trying to cover the cost. I mean, we don't make any money in these events. If we got to the point we thought we were making money, I'd get on the phone and hire another band and put them on here. So, you know, that and it's just cost a lot of money to put on an event. But that being said, you know, if you take the regular admission ticket, it's $58 a day, you know, for all these shows, everything going on. And, you know, not only the evening concerts, but the daytime activities, you know, you get access to everything. And, you know, I think it's really a value. And if you look at it that way, it's just because it's 3 days, as we were saying earlier. So you multiply it by 3 days. If you don't want to come for 3 days, we'll have a single day ticket if you want to as well. But I encourage you to stay for all 3 days. The other thing we do is we have some really expensive tickets as well. And I tell people, don't begrudge the people that buy that, because I use that money to subsidize the general admission tickets to keep the cost down, because without those, the ticket prices for 3 days would be over $200. So their money, they're buying down the price to pay for the artist and pay for the production. And and you know, again, this isn't a you talked about, is this an expo? I mean, this I'm not sure what this really is. It's not an expo. I'd say it's closer to a Kiss Cruise type of all-encompassing type of thing. And it's just the concept is how do we make this amazing experience for every one of us and everybody that's there as well? That's the only goal why we put these events on.
You know, Neil, you're talking about value, and in truth, with this, you could charge just about whatever you wanted to, because you're not going to find this lineup of bands anywhere. And this experience. I don't care where. I mean, you can say, you can't say, oh, you can't find that this year, or you can't find it in the United States, or you can't find it on land, or you can't, you, forget it. You can't find it anywhere. It's probably a once in a lifetime experience is how I'm seeing it. And so you probably could charge whatever the heck you wanted to. And so I got to say, that's incredibly reasonable. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be a great time. And yeah. you could erase one day and it's still going to be a good yeah. value for everyone you're seeing and everything you're getting to do and all the little extras and the cool people who will be there. It's just going to be a blast. Yeah. And you know, one of the activities that this is probably Sonny's number one question, but he's afraid to ask you, are you going to have karaoke?
Oh my God, dude. Serious?
Yeah. Yeah. The, well, two things. First, thank you. Thank you for those nice words. And that's the way we really, really do approach it. You know, a little trivia, I don't know. I didn't know this until recently, but you know, Vinny and Ace have never met each other. They've never been in the same room together.
Wow.
So, this is the first time that all three of them have been at the same event. And, it's historic if you're a KISS fan. I am really excited that we're doing this. You know what we are working on? Cause I talked about the afternoon things. Here's a concept. And I guess, Sonny, are you a singer or a karaoke person?
Neither.
You go on the KISS cruise. Don't let him lie. Don't let him lie.
you go on the KISS cruise in the karaoke room, and you know there's people singing and just having yeah. fun, and they're just doing the spirit of karaoke, and that's great. Every once in a while, a person gets up and they're really a good singer. And there's one guy from Australia. I remember he sang he was great. But an idea we're having is putting together a band where because different people that are KISS fans over the years, like me, have picked up an instrument, whether it's the drums, the bass, a guitar. Some people are good singers and would love to get on a big stage. So the idea is we're going to put together a group of pro musicians, you know, some of the people from the different bands. And then for each song, we're going to have one spot open where a KISS fan can sign up and say, hey, I'd like to play drums on Deuce. I'm just making that up. I want to sing, you know, Shout Out Loud. I want to do that as well. I want to and give the chance to the, and it's not about a contest. It's not a battle of the bands. It's not who's best. But as a KISS fan, again, we're all KISS fans. If you've always, and we've all sung KISS music in the car and the showers. And so if you have a little bit of talent on the instruments you want to sing, I thought it'd be really cool. And I was going to call it like the KISS Army Band because it's for the fans and give us all a chance to get up there and play during the day. So it's an idea I have. And I'm really asking as a question, do you think that people might, you know, enjoy that opportunity to get on stage and maybe play with Matt Starr from Ace's Band or something like that?
I love this idea.
Yeah. I don't think you lose, right? Because worst case scenario, you don't have somebody sign up. One of the Talisman's guys will sing it like that. I don't think you lose. And I think, what ends up happening, and see, I've been on the KISS cruise and on the Monsters of Rock cruise. I liked both cruises. KISS cruise had a lot of downtime. Yeah. So it's kind of cool that they have certain things you can go do. You know, they got the casino, et cetera, et cetera. Monsters of Rock, you get zero downtime. It's, if you get downtime, man, you're missing a band, right? So
yeah, right.
I'm assuming in these type of events where, you know, people are going to be there 2-3 days, most likely they don't have a car. They're not going to keep going into downtown where there's still things going on at the hotel. You really can't probably afford to have too much downtime. So I think anything you add in is cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think so too. And there's, you know, we talked about actually a karaoke person. I mean, there's still some ideas. We're 4 months out that you know, that there's some fluid activities. They have a really cool band, restaurant bar called the Tap House. It's got a really good vibe. You go in there, they have like a Keith Urban original guitar on the wall, you know, some country people and music, and they've got an area that could be cool for a little stage. I thought maybe have an acoustic person there playing, maybe like a late night party, or as you said, whether it's DJ or karaoke. I mean, just, you know, we're all there, and, you know, I don't think we're going there to sit in our hotel rooms. We're going out there to experience it all and see people that we've either met before or see each other online. And, you know, I want to have lots of opportunities for people to interact in different forums. You know, a concert is really, you know, one way we're listening, we're taking it all in, and that's great. But it's also really cool to have a chance where we're all kind of intermixing back and forth with each other. So, you know, those are the things I'm still trying to, you know, kind of determine what are the best things to do that are kind of fresh ideas and fun for all of us. And if we do karaoke, Sonny, or the band, I'm signing you up. You're the first one on the list.
I love that idea.
Do it. Yeah. Do it.
We'll start off with Forever or something like that.
So somebody asked a question and wanted to know if any of this will be streamable. Apparently you did something. Well, the Halloween thing, I think, was streamable, but you paid a little money and you got to watch the festivities. What would you say about that?
Yeah, so that was the Christmas Masquerade, and we did stream it, and we brought in a production company, and it was really high quality. We really were proud of it all, and that was done in December of 2000. And if you can remember December 2000, it was a miserable time. You know, there weren't vaccines. There, you know, it's been a depressing year, and we put on I think one of the only COVID safe Kiss events in the country that year. And we had little pods on the floor, and everybody was separated, and it was, but we had a limit to the hall to like 10% capacity. So we streamed that, and it was great. You know, I still have the video. People ask me if I'm gonna release it on DVD but it was really high quality. I'm not sure if we're gonna do that or not. When I did that before, I had to approach each artist, because you can't just stream a concert. You know, they have to be a part of it all. And back then, everybody was like, yes, let's do it. And I didn't approach them with it as well. I didn't even think about it until recently. People have been asked about it. So I think if I get enough interest, particularly if the people across the world, if international travel continues to be challenging, I think, you know, we all as U.S. citizens are spoiled by the activities that we get, and the international people really took on the chin on the Kiss cruise this year, having, you know, 2 days after the cruise started, you know, travel starting. So I think if we do it, it might be to allow the international people to experience something we can't. But right now we haven't got a plan in place. I think it's one of the things that we'll be talking about in the next 30 days.
Yeah, I mean, and when you think about what you're taking on right here with your team, like so I've been talking with Rosie, and she's amazing, and she's mm-hmm. been every question I've had, she has come back to me within minutes. I think she's watching right now, as a matter of fact. And somebody's giving Sonny a whole lot of hate on here.
Oh, you know who that is? That's Quesada.
That's Joey Quesada.
That's Quesada, still pissed off.
Yeah, I think he's mad. He didn't put his name down, but I think it's Quesada. Yeah.
He's still pissed off because I told the whole world he's not Tommy Lee. He's not Tommy Lee.
Yeah. Well, Joe, if you don't mind me interrupting you, because you mentioned Rosie and she's on, Rosie and Jay and Pete Corey, Joe D'Angelo. There's so many people that are, you know, are supporting this event only for all the right reasons, for the love of it all, you know, to put this on, for the experience. And, you know, this event is way too big for any one person, for any 10 people. And I am so fortunate to have people like Jay and Rosie and Peter and Joe and Bill and other people around me to help break up, you know, the task and use it as a sounding board. Say, what do you think about this? And we talk about things, and the concept is best idea, you know, kind of rises to the top. And I guess I'm using this opportunity to thank everybody that's playing a part in this event. And you mentioned Rosie. She's certainly one of them as well.
One of the things before so we've got a little time left, but some of you guys out there that are watching this right now, or maybe listening to it, this show is new to you. We do this show every weekend, 7 p.m. live on Facebook and YouTube. Just go to our YouTube page and subscribe. Or if you can follow our Facebook page, we do this show every week, and we've been doing it for 8 years. We have a great time doing it. We love doing it. And for you people out there that have been watching us for 8 years, we did get a Patreon. So check that out. We're going to do a little bit after the show and add that to our Patreon. Brent, you've only been here a little while, so I wanted to make sure. I know you had a bunch of questions. because you're the type of person to really come up with a bunch of questions. So let's hit Neil with another one.
Can I just share the left side of my screen with all my notes here? No, I'm actually living in fear that you've already asked all these things. I'm sure you guys talked about Neil's amazing announcement today.
Yes.
Of the choosing the tracks on, for the Ace performance, which if you weren't excited before, that's got to have you thrilled as that kind of fan. So that, you know, the kind of fans that we all are. So, and maybe if I'm asking a question here that, you know, you don't want to answer, and that's fine. My first thought in seeing this lineup is most of these people I have seen sit there on a stool, VH1 storyteller style, with an acoustic, strum half a song and tell a few stories. With the big three, is that what we're getting? Okay. Or are we getting the electric concert with the band doing what they do?
Well, first off, I would love to hear Ace sit and do acoustic and tell stories, but he's not doing that. So, you know, I would, you know, anywhere. So if I could get that, that's what he'd be doing, but that's not what he's doing. We did touch on that. It's a great question. Because we have a couple acoustic performances throughout the weekend. The three headliners, Ace, Vinny, and Bruce, are full electric, full bands, Marshall stacks, drum risers, everything as well. And I don't know if you guys picked up on this, but for Vinny's show, one of the things that we're doing is we're recreating the tank that they use on the Creatures of Night and Lick It Up album. Now, when I say recreating it, that's not a prop that looks cool. We're recreating the one that's actually going to move out. They're going to get up on top of it. When they do the encores, they'll be on playing on it. It's going to turn each way, and it's being built right now. It's going to be, as you know, there's no blueprints for them, but the person who's building it, we've gotten all the pictures, and you have to kind of say, okay, here's Gene standing next to it. Gene's 6'2". It goes this height, so this is where this goes as well. And so that's the commitment we have, is that not only is it electric, you know, that again, the tank, which was on the Creatures of the Night and Lick It Up tour, there's a lot of Kiss fans that didn't see those two tours. And, you know, we're going to provide something that you haven't been able to see. That's a long answer to your very good question.
No, that is the answer I was looking for. Neil, that little sensation you just felt was money going from my bank account to yours.
So, yeah, the tank thing, that's great. Somebody here had a question. Will cameras be allowed during Vinny's set?
Yeah. So, you know, not professional cameras, no artists let you bring in and professionally film them, but you know, you can come in with your cell phone and video and FaceTime as well. And I think the genesis of that question is that, you know, Vinny has put on some private events in Nashville, and you know, you put your phone. It's like, if you ever go to a comedy show, a lot of top comedians make you do that as well, because they don't want it all to get out on social media. You know, Vinny's interesting is, you know, he believes those events the ticket's not inexpensive, and the people that comes, he wants to make it a really intimate experience, and he feels that the people should own it, the people that are there that paid for it, and it shouldn't go out to other people, because that's what he was giving to the people. Some people agree with that. Some people don't. We're, you know, we all live in a society. We think that we can put it on our phone and anything we want is instantaneously there. And there's been some frustration because you can't see it. There's been some questions about what happens in those as well. That's the way he approached it. And it's an old school way of looking at it. And maybe I wouldn't do it that way, but you know why he does it. He's very sincere about, you know, the people that are in that room that he believes that they own that time with him at that point. And it's not for sale for anybody else or available for anybody else. So, but that's his private events. This is a concert. And so, you know, I would imagine there'll be a lot of Facebook lives and YouTubes, everything else of the whole weekend is including that show.
Absolutely.
Neil, vendor wise, you know, you mentioned it a little bit. I'm assuming the hotels probably take care of food or drink or whatever, but you're going to have every Kiss nerd. I'm at the top of the list here. Every Kiss nerd, every collectible nerd on the planet that's got a little bit of money is going to be at this show. So obviously they're going to want to buy some things. I'm assuming you have all that available.
Yeah, so we're working on, Peter Corey, who has Kiss Live Auctions, knows a lot of the live auctioneers, who a lot of live auctioneers are also are used to pre-COVID going to events as well. So we're really excited about having some great auctioneer vendors bringing the things that is Kiss fans, you know, we all like to buy. And, you know, there's a lot. Kiss Live Auctions allows you every night. You could right now go on and get an auction, buy some cool stuff. But it's a different experience where you can pick it up and see it and touch it and talk it as well. You know, there's nothing like that. I've been to a lot of Kiss expos over the years. We all have. And that interaction with the vendors is really a special time. And you can and you see things that you don't normally ever see. So, you know, we're definitely going to have a great group of vendors already there. And we've already, gosh, I think, got 15, 20 tables already spoken for at this point.
Yes. And for you guys out there that are going to be coming and watch this show and listen to the show, Sonny and I and Brent will all be there. We're hoping Joey Quesada can come, and we're hoping that Jody is going to be able, you know, Sonny. Okay. So Neil, just so you know, we have been doing this show for 8 years, but we have not all met all at one time. So, like, there have been various things where, like, Sonny and I and Brent have been there, but, like, Joey's been on the show a couple years now. I met Joey in New York at Madison Square Garden, and we haven't all been, and Joey hasn't met anybody else. So we're all hopefully going to be there for, like, a big family get-together, as well as we're going to be doing our best to put out as much material as we can for the show. One other thing that people are asking is there anybody that you can tell us that's in Vinny's band? Would we know who these musicians are?
Yeah, so real quickly on that, and I can't promise this, but if all of you are there together for the first time, if we can work it out, and this is on my best intent, I'm going to bring y'all in for a picture on the tank. For all of you guys in there. Not positive. There's a lot going on setting up and so forth.
No,
so I
don't want you
to be mad. I'm going to be hanging off the little gun thing.
Yeah. So, but that'd be cool. So, you know, you know, 8 years doing this, you know, for the Kiss fans and not every meeting, you know, you guys at least deserve to have a great picture of all of y'all together when you're finally there. And that's the best picture I could offer you.
Amazing.
That would be amazing.
You're a prince. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, yeah. So we talked about the band members of Vinny's band. They were in Florida 2 weeks ago. We went through rehearsals without Vinny because I wanted them to get the songs down tight as a trio. And we have our first rehearsals with Vinny the week after next in Nashville. And they are all going, hey, can I put out to my friends and so forth? And what I just said is when we go up there, let's all take a picture together with Vinny. And then everybody release it at the same time with the picture because I don't want someone saying – someone says it and they say, I don't believe it or something like that as well. So, but it's not a secret up until like, it's not like back when Kiss was in the makeup, you're not going to never know who it is.
Okay. Okay. You
know,
that's fine.
We'll let everybody know in a few weeks. Great musicians, really experienced performers as well. And really, really excited about the show that they're going to be performing at Creatures Fest.
And there's only a couple more minutes left. I know you're a busy, busy man. A couple of questions that I'm seeing here from the viewers. One is somebody wants to know if there's a protocol for people that will be coming dressed like Kiss members. Is that something, you know, because I know sometimes they've gone no makeup because we can't tell who you are.
I was going to say, they get paid.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. I think people that dress up are fantastic. I think it's great. And, you know, what's the protocol? I bet everybody will want to take your picture and you probably have a bunch of drinks bought for you.
Absolutely. And will Vinny's band be in makeup?
I don't think so. I think we're going to probably more of a we talked about the look and, you know, we talked, you know, the 80s look was kind of a glam, Lick It Up was sort of going to glam as well. I personally like the look of the Revenge, the black leather one. So they're working on some kind of, I think, outfits that are all coordinated, but we're not trying to necessarily make it a tribute show, if you will.
Gotcha. Well, that was great. Sonny, do you have any other questions?
No, Neil, I was just going to say, first of all, thanks for joining us today. And I will tell you, you know, I've been in retail for a while, led big teams, but I have to have a span of control. And you doing this when there's so many tentacles out there that anything can happen and there's not a lot of control, dude, I barely sleep and I have span of control. There's no way I could do what you're doing. So bless you, my son.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. For yeah. sure. Well, and,
yeah.
Go, no, go ahead, Neil.
Well, you know, you're right. I mean, there's so many things that you can't control. And, you know, nobody asked me about COVID on the show. So, but, you know, it's a topic you can't avoid. You know, during COVID, you know, I've put on events during COVID and I've canceled events. You know, it was, I remember in August of last year, I called my partners for Cruise Fest and, you know, the Delta was surging. And I said, you know, guys, we just can't do this. You know, what if somebody catches it and they get on a ship and they're, you know, in another country and they get sick? And and it was the right decision. And at the time, we don't know what's going to happen by May. You know, four and a half months is an eternity as far as what happened with COVID, how it evolves. You know, what I had to make a decision was, we all have to make a decision is, you know, we want to keep on living and enjoy a life. I'm going to plan things and we're going to make the best decisions we can that we want to put on the event. We want to put on the event, but we also need to make sure that we, whatever is appropriate at the time for safety, for your safety, for everyone's safety, we do it. I don't know what it's going to look like. And I'm not an extremist and I'm not someone who thinks that you should just avoid it all. Our intent's to have it. And we're going to do everything we can to have it as well. And you know, I don't know if we're, you know, the KISS cruise, you had to be vaccinated. You had to get tested on the port. You know, you go to Walt Disney World, you have to wear a mask. I mean, everybody's got different protocols. We really don't know what ours is right now because whatever it is, it's too early to know about what's the right thing to do in May. But our intent is to have a great event and make it the best experience for everybody while using, I think, common sense. Now I know we all disagree on what common sense is, but you know, we're going to try to have it and do it so a way that everybody feels, you know, good about being there.
Great.
You know, Neil, I disagree with Sonny. God bless you for doing this from the fan angle, and like you said, you're doing it out of the, you know, love of what you have for this. But also, I'm incredibly impressed by every answer to every question that you've got, because you sound so experienced and like a pro, and you're in the right headspace to make this happen. And mostly I hope you feel how excited I am, and yeah, that's probably times hundreds and hundreds of everybody, you know, watching, listening, all the people talking on your Facebook page, asking questions. I hope that gives you energy and your own excitement to just move it forward and make it all happen.
I get thrilled like having this conversation. You know, it's like all of us sitting in our own living room talking about this stuff, and I could talk about it for days on end. And it is, it's so exciting to me. I love it. And it is, there's some nerve wracking part about it. And, you know, my accountant always says for these events, he goes, why are you putting these events on? You know, because, why are you doing this for a tax write-off? Because, you know, again, they're, and I said, and you know, what my payment is, you know, the events that we all have, at Cruise Fest, my payment was, I had the pleasure, I got to pick up Ace at the airport. I'll tell you a quick story. And we went over there with one of his team to pick him up, and we put up the Miami International Airport, and he walked in to get Ace. And so I'm sitting there by my car going, oh, you know, so Ace is going to come out. And all of a sudden I see him walking out and he put his luggage in the back of my SUV. And I thought, you know, Ace would get in the back seat and maybe pick up his phone and so forth. He hopped in the front seat right next to me. He goes, Neil, how you doing? You know, and he goes, let me tell you a joke. And, you know, it tells me some off color joke I'm not going to say. And, you know, it's a 10 minute drive from the airport to the hotel we did, talking the whole time. And, you know, again, I have vivid memories of him standing on the Lakeland Civic Center in 1979 in the Dynasty Tour, and you know, those guys just being everything to me. And here I am. So you know, why do I do this? It's for the events and the experiences. You know, that you know, we're all at the point we've all, you know, had our career, worked hard, do things, and at this point we all want to have enjoy things in our lives that really kind of, I think, are meaningful to us. And you know, I'll never forget having Ace Frehley in my car for 10 minutes and you know, seeing what we're going to see, the three of them performing. You know, this is something that I'll remember forever. And I'm just a, you know, I'm no different than any of y'all. I just happen to be the crazy one, I guess, whose wife will let me get away with spending all this time doing this. So
yes, that's so nice. Last question. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough one. What are the chances we get all three on stage together playing a song or two?
Yeah, I think that you should who wouldn't love that, right? Who wouldn't love that? I think you should assume that that's not happening. You know, I think they're first coming in at different times. Bruce might have a Grand Funk Railroad show. They're working, you know, he plays with them. Might be flying in late Saturday after Saturday evening. He's still working on some of those things. You know, when I did this as a fan, we'd love it, right? You know, getting them all there and talking about it. You know, artists are you know, they got a lot of people around them, and they schedule their time and what they're doing. And so right now there's no plan for doing that. But you know, could it happen? You know, at Cruise Fest, when I met Sebastian Bach, he said to me when we were going up the elevator, he said, "Hey, this is right for him, pick up Ace." And he said, "Hey, Neil," he goes, "Are you going to see Ace?" And I said, "Well, I'm actually going to the airport after this to pick him up." He goes, "Hey, I'm going up taking a nap." He goes, "Would you do this? Can you ask him if he'll jam a song with me tonight?" I go, yeah, absolutely, Sebastian. I'm going, yeah, you know, so forth. And in fact, one thing Ace said to me, he goes, "Hey, Neil," he goes, "did you hear? He goes, Sebastian wants me to play a song with you." I go, "Yeah, I heard that." And he goes, "What song do you want to think I should play?" I go, "Ace, you got to play Deuce." He goes, "That's what I was thinking." So, you never know what can happen, you know, how these things transpire.
That is awesome. Well, Neil, thank you for coming on with us. you guys, don't forget creaturesfest.com. Go there, get your tickets. It's going to be, I mean, you heard.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Truly.
It's going to be unbelievable. It's probably going to be the hottest ticket of early spring, beginning of summer kind of thing. And you don't want to miss out on this. I've already talked to people. They're coming from everywhere. I've got California, New York, Florida, Georgia. Brent's coming all the way from Texas. It's just going to be amazing. Thank you again. Yeah. Sonny, do you have anything to add?
No, thanks, Neil, for joining us today.
Yeah, it's great talking to you guys. So, and look forward to seeing you in May and, you know, snapping that picture on the tank.
Absolutely. Brent, do you have anything to add?
Just thank you, Neil. Everyone, forgive my tardiness. Joe, you know, you can penalize me later.
And I will.
I'm envious of that chair you're sitting in. That just looks like a, you know, you look like you should have a little pipe sitting there. And
you know, looks like RG Bunker's chair to me. I don't know.
That's after I turn off the camera, the pipe gets lit. It's a cigar. Ask Joe.
He smokes cigars like a chimney. You guys know what I'm going to say. We love Kiss and we love podcasts and we love Kiss podcasts. Some of them. Not all of them, but most of them. Anyway, and you're going to hear commercials for all the ones we love right after this in 3, 2, 1.
Peace.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's first stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com. That's click with a K. to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.